This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay off today. The focus on today and so many different ways, it is important for us to be in the now, as far as I'm concerned anyway. Let's be in the now and talk about what's happening right now. For example, those of you who follow football and baseball, I think the Dodgers are still playing, are they not, Jennifer?
Yes, the Dodgers are still playing. Not really? Well, but they are still playing.
No. Well, the Red Sox, I think, lost over the weekend as well. So will it be the Red Sox versus the Dodgers?
That would be awesome. I would much prefer that because I cannot stand the Astros. So as much as you like to talk poorly about my Dodgers, I don't hate the Red Sox, but I do think that they are sort of cheating light. I mean, they were involved in the Astros scandal as well.
Well,
that Alex Cora,
one person was, I believe.
Alex Cora, who's the manager.
Manager,
yes, which is not great, but, you know, whatever.
All right. So how about them Cowboys? What's going on in the NFL? Those of you who are following the Colts and the Eagles and the wife of Mr. Brady has been tweeting that he's going to be traded again. Some people
Giselle tweeted that Tom would be traded?
Yes. It was over the weekend. A lot of people's eyebrows were raised with that. She referenced New England as him being traded back there.
Wow.
How about that? Is he the sort of guy that could be a movie star after this is all over?
Yeah.
You know, look at some of the other athletes.
Looks-wise, maybe, but I don't think he has, like, the personality. I've seen him in commercials, and he's kind of flat.
He's a little, he's not, doesn't have a lot of, he's not Mr. Excitement.
Right.
If that's what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, right. All right, I've been doing.
It went like this. Basically, Tom Brady said, missing the fall this year, because now he's in Florida, and Giselle retweeted him saying, time for a trade, while retweeting him.
So. That's how rumors get started.
And then people went nuts. And then he said, "Did I miss something?" When he tweeted her.
Probably not. I've been doing some research here on the farm about a couple of things that people get upset about. Are you ready? Actually, three things. The first thing has to do with bats. How many people know really about bats and what they do? Yes. No.
Bats.
Maybe.
Not fun to think about, but they're very important pollinators.
They are.
And bees. People need to save bats and bees.
Well, as we get closer to Halloween, the discussion every year comes out about bats and how horrible they are, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as you just pointed out, there are a lot of reasons to want to save these critters because they are good. Are they scary, though? Why do they come out
as...
Halloween.
Because they flap at you. They don't come out at Halloween. It's just the thing that's scary about bats is that they buzz your ears. I don't mind bees and bats. If they just stay in their own lane, just do that.
Wait, has a bat really come that close to you?
Oh, my gosh. Bats come right up to you, yes. I think because of your heat, probably, maybe. I don't know.
I've seen bats a lot, but I've never seen any of them, like, come near anybody.
We have them on the farm, and we've begun to notice them. A Sneaker was talking about them the other day, and it was at dusk, and you could see them flying out of the louvers out of the barn.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where they go. There are all kinds of bats.
They get rid of mice, too.
Yes, they do. Yep. So this is Bat Week. For those of you who are all excited about it, getting ready, people really, I guess they are. It's only, a couple of weeks until, when is Halloween? Halloween is on a Sunday.
It's a Sunday this year, yeah.
Yeah. So a week from next week. So there you go. And if you want to be really in, dress like a brown bat. Apparently there's a difference between a brown bat and a black bat. I don't know what it is. Why, well, there are some with long ears. Who would know about them? Look at the stats.
I know. I don't know.
Right. There's a long-eared bat. There's a short-eared bat. And
I know it may sound stupid, but I might just say, there's a bat.
Right. There's a white-nosed bat. Let's see here. What other kind of bats? A single bat.
There was a meme about these white bats that was going around this weekend. Mm-hmm. So cute. Oh, my gosh. Really? They were actually cute bats.
Well, they're called, what do they call something that's all white? What's that? What's the expression?
Albino?
An albino bat. Yeah. Right.
Is it really or is it not?
No. What? An albino bat?
That's what I was looking at.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. Every 50,000 bats consume 15 tons of bugs every summer. I noticed that was the thing with the chickens.
So do motorcycle riders.
Right. Whack. Yeah, I just think.
Well, bats also eat mosquitoes, so.
Yeah.
You kind of, my brother and sister-in-law have a big garden in their backyard, and they have been trying to, they've been thinking about, like, building a little bat house on top of their garage.
Really?
So, like, the bats will, yeah, because they eat all the mosquitoes. They've got, we've got a lot of mosquitoes in Jersey. West Nile cases are through the roof right now. It's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
The bats
because
that
I haven't really
to,
had anything cold.
They're needle-felted. Sorry to interrupt. Needle-felted white bats are the cute ones.
One of the things that I remember growing up
sorry
as a child,
breaking news.
I was told that bats suck your blood. They want to bite.
Well, that's where the whole vampire thing comes from.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why they're
But none of
scary.
That is true.
No. They don't transmit rabies. Well, maybe a few, but not often. And so if you're big into bats and you want to celebrate Bat Week, you probably should read. There's a book called Bat Myths Debunked. How many other radio programs are talking about bats? About that. And
I don't
how
know, but the Dodgers could use a few bats. Maybe we should send some over there.
At bats. Yes. And in addition to creating a good feeling around bats, there's a lot of information about worms at this time of year. What about worms? Do you know much about worms, Jennifer?
Sadly, Doug, no, I don't.
Really? How about you, Victoria?
All I know is that when I was in, I don't know, elementary school in science class, we had to dissect a worm that had been turned green from, like, the chemicals. And then that night, my mom served string beans, and I've never eaten string beans ever again. I literally can't. Like, I
really?
Can't. I physically
no
cannot do it.
No more string beans?
Nope.
Really?
But that's my limited knowledge of worms.
There are lots of different kinds of worms. Some are good, some not so good. The typical type that you most see are the worms that are in the soil, that are good for the soil. Very important to have lots of worms, and that's how you tell whether the soil is healthy. Our friends at Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and Dow have things that kill all the worms. When they spray the ground to get rid of weeds, most of the surface worms die as well.
It's amazing to me that we're even getting any nutrients from any of the produce that we're growing.
You don't. That's
right.
The problem with most of the stuff
right.
That's on in this grocery store. There's
that's
no
why
nutritional
everybody needs
value
to be on a million supplements because, you know, people go, oh, well, I eat organic broccoli. Yeah, you'd need to eat truckloads of it to get enough of the good stuff that you're trying to get from it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, the last thing has to do, Jennifer, I don't apologize to you for this. But
soil talk.
No, this is not soil talk. This is political talk to a point. There are studies that have come about, and one of them, an independent group, was hired by the House Select Subcommittee on the Farmers to Families Food Program. And the evidence that came was overwhelmingly, almost enough to indict Sonny Perdue, fellow that ran the...
Well, and you know I'm ahead of his fan club, so I appreciate the apology.
Jen, our condolences.
I know. I mean, man, you really know how to get a girl where it hurts in the Purdue.
No, but I'm just... and maybe this is the past stuff, and maybe I shouldn't even go there. But the report came out over the weekend of how much money went to the wrong people. And the thing that more... bothers me than anything else. In this report, The suggestion, or in the suggestion, I was looking, I want to get down to the nitty gritty. The program got a lot of the contracts that the distributors, because a lot of these government agencies have contractors that go out and decide where the money is going to go. That's how they figure it out. And so, in this case, food distribution companies that didn't even exist got millions of dollars, and the federal government knew it, and they didn't do anything about fixing it. That's it. Poultry companies that don't do chicken or poultry, meat companies that supposedly were involved in supplying meat, distributors, that, nope, didn't do any of that stuff.
So family farmers who actually do exactly what their label is, they farm, independent farmers, they were trying to apply for these loans and got no money, and yet fake corporations, that was upsetting.
One of these
there
contractors.
There are some people that are finally having to pay it back, though. I mean, this was the whole risk with the PPP. You had to get the money out fast, right?
Yeah. Right.
But you, and so it was it came out of nowhere. You had to get it out fast. And now there are a lot of people. Now, wait on this. There are a lot of people who are having to pay back those loans at a much higher interest rate than originally they thought they would
not
get.
Not farmers.
They're investigating.
Not the ag department.
Yeah.
Here's one of these contractors, Ben Holtz Consulting. In California, they did the avocados, and they got $40 million from the federal government to decide or help them decide who among the avocado growers were going to get. $40 million went to them so that they could help the government decide who was going to get an average check of $42,000.
Wow.
In the avocados. That's the kind of stuff. And this is the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. And who's really getting in? So this stuff has been investigated.
Well, and
as Jennifer said, the money.
Advantage of a tragedy. I mean, it's
But what are they? They knew this was going on, and they didn't do anything about it. That's the crime here. That's the problem.
Isn't it funny too?
You want
to
add taxes onto that?
Yeah, I mean, people are so outraged about, like, you know, the spend. It's like, well, look at all this money that no one's talking about. This is just giving it away.
Yeah, beautiful. 19 after the hour on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okie dokie, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Inspiration personified here with the DJVers. I was talking with the ladies about Daniel Craig being very visible over the last couple of weeks and how much he is not like James Bond in person. I wasn't taken back, but I really liked him. I hadn't really thought much about him other than as James Bond. He is a very good actor, as has been presented by some of the other roles that he's played, moving up into the James Bond role. But that other, the movie that they're doing a sequel to, about what went on in the house, what was it called? Knives Out, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he
got raked, though, for that horrible Southern accent. He really needs to back off a little bit on that accent in that movie.
Well, but he's an Englishman. It's hard for them to, yeah. But for the most part, it was really, he was just likable, mm-hmm. warm, likable, somebody that you'd like to, I wouldn't have a beer with because I don't drink beer, but, you know, somebody that you'd like to have dinner with and spend some time with. That sort of grounding, kind of cool, kind of like we are. We're easy to get along with, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug Jay's off. So, ladies, Britney Spears is back on the top of the heap again because she has some misgivings, apparently, or some worries about what her life is going to be like once her father gets booted out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's interesting that she, yeah, I mean, we follow her on Instagram, and she's been posting more and more in a very open and honest way, which I think a lot of her fans and the Free Britney movement certainly are very happy about it. She's acknowledging how bad the last 13 years have been. And essentially she said, you know, she wanted to go to church on Sunday, but the paparazzi's everywhere now, swarming her house and her car again. Yeah. So she said it's not safe to, you know, she has to drive by an elementary school. And she said the kids are a big deal, but so am I. My safety's important too. And she said paparazzi are now jumping out of bushes at her again. It's kind of a whole lot of stuff that's starting up that she hasn't really had to deal with for a while. But she also said, you know, Lord have mercy on my family's souls if I ever do an interview. So she's really coming out swinging now and letting everybody know, you know, look, I'm finding my voice.
Interviewed her. I can't imagine this would
I
be
think
a
her lawyer,
60
her
minute.
Lawyer, well, her lawyer at this point is not going to let her do that until this is all wrapped up.
Over. Yeah. And already, and you know, I don't think she should be in captivity like she's been kept. But I don't know that I just don't know how the messages are helping her, because I saw that one when it came out on Friday, and it's like rambling and it's long, and it just, I don't know. I want her to have a good, healthy life, and I want her to have a platform, her own platform, to operate as she does. I just, you know, with so much scrutiny, I don't know. Did you get that feeling? Like, it's just very manic and, like, wild. And I know a lot of people do that, and they don't have people
you
running
cooped
their,
up
right, their
like
life
that for as long as she has been.
But,
you'd be a little wild,
yeah,
too.
Well, I think 100%. I know.
I also think that one of the things that was interesting about this post is that she admitted that for so many years she was told that if she was good at something, like if she was good at performing and if she hit her numbers and if she worked so hard and getting closer and closer to ending the conservatorship, which was basically dangled in front of her like a carrot for 13 years, and now she said things are actually coming to an end, and she doesn't, I mean, if you think about it, like, she's been treated like a child for 13 years,
sure,
and now she's going to be released into the wild, and she's basically sharing concerns that she's worried if she makes a mistake that maybe they're going to put her back in this again. This has got to be a horrible place to be mentally.
I
can't imagine.
When she moved in into the penthouse on a building that was down the street from me in Santa Monica back in the early 2000s, how people wouldn't leave her alone.
Yeah.
And she was a little psychotic then, and I think that's when she started to take meds to calm down. But she didn't know how to handle the success as much as anything else. And what flavors that is all of this attention from the news media and these people jumping out of bushes and things.
Well, now everybody wants pictures
of
them.
You got little kids?
Yep.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Horrible.
So, yeah. I mean, the choices, you could say, okay, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go work in a factory. But what do you do with that talent? That's kind of frustrating as well. So a double-edged sword for sure. 28 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Families and survivors of a 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, reached a $25 million settlement in their lawsuit against Broward County School District Monday. The settlement comes after the school district won a state Supreme Court ruling that could have capped the total damages at $300,000 without approval from the legislature. North Korea military fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Tuesday. Pyongyang's latest missile launch happened hours after U.S. officials emphasized their commitment to restart negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill can continue admissions process based on skin color. A federal judge ruled on Monday. The nonprofit Students for Fair Admissions vowed to appeal the judge's ruling. The Bills and Titans Monday Night Football had Tennessee coming away with a narrow 34-31 victory. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With four-star General Colin Powell's passing Monday, let's go back to his retirement from the uniform in the fall of 1993.
Sincere thanks to each and every one of you for being here to share my final day in uniform. The Army has officially advised me that for record purposes, I have served 35 years, 3 months, 21 days, and as we say in the infantry, a wake-up. Our Navy patrols the Adriatic Sea and the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. Our Marines provide a reassuring presence in troubled regions of the world. The Army stands watch in Korea and Europe. Our Coast Guard goes after the drug enemy infiltrating our country. And at the heart of each of these services is the young American boy or girl, perhaps only 19 years old, a volunteer, well-trained, proud, selflessly serving a nation wherever that nation and whenever that nation calls upon it to go and to serve. They carry on a tradition of over 200 years of service and sacrifice. They go into harm's way to protect us and to provide for the common defense. They are the best and the very brightest of America's youth. And the greatest of all honors I have had was the honor of being one of them and of being their senior representative over the past 4 years. They have succeeded in every mission and by their performance have bonded once again with the American people in a way we have not seen for decades. I thank each and every one of them for their service to country.
Audio has been provided by the Clinton Presidential Library. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Ending up on the right side of the law and the right side of your radio, this is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay is off today, so here we go with what's on our minds and what's on your mind. I think that if you are brave, what you fear is not going to overcome you. So many people, we all talk about fear-based thinking. Just think about that. Think about not being afraid and just kind of moving ahead and see what it does for you, all right? There are lots of things that are distracting, including I was in the grocery store over the weekend. We're back to having a lot of shelves that are pretty bare. I don't know if you ladies have gone in, but the supply chain issues now, if you talk to somebody in the store, somebody that really knows something, not the kids that are the checkout people, but people are running the store. Apparently, there is record-level congestion still where things that are coming into the country from various places. There is a real problem with things being made in China because unbeknownst to most of you and most of us, there is a huge problem with power in China. Did you know that? They have huge outages all over the east coast of China. So the big cities, the East Coast is where most of the development is and where most of the product manufacturing is. And because they're having huge shortages, They have problems with truck drivers. They have problems with service workers. They're having trouble with infrastructure. And so here we go. Because we've become so dependent on them. That's a problem. Go ahead, Jen.
But we also have 70 to 80 containers sitting out in the Pacific Ocean right now with a billion containers.
With all those containers.
And they've been out there for months. And so, yes, we can blame China. And I believe our dependence on China is a huge part of this problem. But at the same time, you incentivize people to stay home for over a year, and now there aren't enough truck drivers. It's truck drivers. It's the people who are trying to unload their. Well, one of the things that people are not talking about is that a lot of people during the pandemic, a lot of stores specifically ordered stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had those containers sitting there on the dock waiting to be picked up. And those places went out of business. They folded. And so there is a lot of unclaimed stuff, unclaimed containers that are bulking up the dock. I mean,
the way it works. Get them out of the way.
This becomes a space issue more than anything else. So you have ships out there who come in, unload their containers. They load up the empty containers, which is also becoming a problem of people returning the empty containers. And a lot of the reason for that in California is that a lot of truckers can't even drive into the state of California because of the environmental emissions policy. So you have to have the brand new up-to-the-minute trucks to be able to drive back in to deliver
the
empty containers.
Which is an outrage. Yeah, that's pretty damned outrageous.
There are a lot of things that are causing these bottlenecks, but over the weekend, Bear Shelves Biden has been trending now for the last several days.
Like it's Biden's fault. It's unbelievable.
It absolutely is, because he incentivized people to stay home for way too long. He should have ended it. It should have not been kept in place. I mean, this is a real problem that's been coming since February when he was president. And so, yes, he owns a lot of this issue. People have been giving Mayor Pete a lot of, you know what, for this because he's the Secretary of Transportation.
They haven't, and I'm not sure that that's legit.
Of course it should be. Here's the thing. He went on paternity leave, and I understand the reason he enjoyed paternity leave.
No, that's what he's gotten starch about.
Well, the reason he enjoyed paternity leave is
because he's still on calls and he's still working. That's the other thing that people are not acknowledging.
But he was not in front of this, so it feels like no one's in control again. This is the problem. He's on paid paternity leave because of President Trump in the federal government allowing federal employees to get that. So thank you, President Trump, for his paid leave. But he has a deputy secretary. Do any of you know? Well, no, but does anybody know who his deputy secretary is?
Her name's Polly Trottenberg.
No, it's a he. It's a he who is in charge of the ports, and we just started to hear about this.
Well, his deputy is Polly Trottenberg, because he just issued a statement on Sunday about it.
Can I take a different approach? All right, let me take a different approach. Let me add into this discussion of why we have shortages. And the reason, whether it's, let's take a couple of food items. Ben and Jerry's ice cream was a well-known New England brand for a long time. The guys cashed out. They both got $80 million apiece. Unilever came in and bought the company. So now Ben and Jerry's ice cream is everywhere, but it's nowhere near as good as it used to be because they are using different ingredients. Ben and Jerry's was known for organic, all natural, everything. But when a big company buys out an outfit like that, they change. And one of the things they've changed about the flavors is how the flavors are made. A lot of the things that are in the desserts now that they make, mostly ice cream, they have flavors that are being created around chemicals. And the chemicals are no longer available, so you can't get as many ice cream flavors. So that's an example. Maybe I take a shot at them because I think that they're, especially now, nowhere near. It's another example of a big company buying out a smaller company.
Yeah, it doesn't taste as good.
Don't blame the guys for taking a check for $80 million apiece, but yet it isn't the same company. It's not the same stuff. So anyway, here's another something you probably didn't know. In fact, I didn't know this, and I'm a farm guy. You know, carbon dioxide is used in carbonated drinks to create the gas in the drink. You knew that, right? Have you ever done it at home? Megan taught me this because they self... Yeah, exactly. They self-carbonate the water.
Those
right.
are good machines. Yeah.
Well, but the big companies use fertilizer to make carbon dioxide. And because, you bet you didn't know that, right? And because of that, there is a shortage of certain types of fertilizer, and therefore there isn't CO2 around, and the CO2 is used to make the carbonated part of the beverages. So there's the reason that there's no carbonated drinks on the shelves. And then things like chicken. This has been, there's a wholesale revolt going on in the chicken industry because these big companies are buying up the middle-sized guys, and they're not able to produce as much chicken. Plus the fact that so many people ate chicken as a comfort food, they couldn't keep up with the replication of the chicken that was needed. So that's why there either isn't any chicken or the price is as high as an elephant's eye. So there you go. I mean, just one or two, three, four examples. I do my American Family Farmer program every week. You can get the podcast of that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And it isn't just about, I'm looking at a couple of the recent podcasts, the focus on what's going on in this group All for Farmers. You were helpful with this, Victoria. They have done a great deal, the American Farmland Trust and this company that this lady represented, Tillamook.
They make good cheese.
Yeah, but they've perfected the ability of getting the farmers together so that they can have their own, they can control their own destiny, which is something that is not, you know, that's one of the reasons we got this problem now is because so many farmers have gone away and because they couldn't control their own destiny. So anyway, there's a lot of that sort of thing. Find out what's going on with the family farm and the food and family connection to farmers at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Just a couple of references. But there's so much going on in the food chain that we've become knowledgeable because of what happened in the spring of 2020. And now we're going back to that same reality right now in the stores. Have you gone shopping, the two of you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have not been in the grocery store in a while, so but I probably will today, and I'll give you a report.
It's weird stuff, too. It's like if you go, like, for instance, all of the Diet Coke is gone from the line. No, it sounds funny. But, like, they have tons of Coke. All the Diet Coke is gone. It's, like, weird stuff that's missing. Mm. All of the, you know, certain paper products, all gone again. If you try to get Walmart or Costco, there's limitations on paper products.
That's because we've become too dependent.
So it's really strange stuff.
The stuff comes from China. They make the toilet paper. And they make the absorbent, what do they call those, wipe things, Bounty, what are those things called? It was wipes, right?
Paper towels? I'm not trying to follow.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah,
I guess so. That's it.
Well, but the Diet Coke thing is weird, but that's making me think that aspartame comes from China.
Yeah, right.
Right? If there's no diet soda, that's the main thing. Yeah. That's the difference is aspartame. Which is horrible for you anyway, Jen. You should stop drinking it.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I wasn't buying it. I just happened to notice that was one of the blatant holes on the shelves when I was looking.
A lot of stuff not on the shelves.
But I do like Diet Coke. I haven't quit it completely. But
yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
I didn't have a choice.
It's like rot gut. Ugh. Horrible.
I can't quit you.
I can't.
All right. The DJV download, you'll hear probably some of this stuff in the download tomorrow. The question on the current DJV download is, why does everything have to be so political? The divisiveness, that sort of thing. So we talk about that. Jeff Bezos, and we're still talking on the download about Shatner and Adele also with her new music. We had a lot of opining about that. So if you'd like to listen to things that you didn't hear in the previous program, two ways of doing it. You can listen to the full show all day, every day, at djvshow.com, and you listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, Jen.
Doug.
What is going on? Jen and Doug. So why does L.A. County want Vanessa Bryant to take a psych exam?
Isn't this crazy?
This story, like, it infuriated me when I heard it because I thought, what about prioritizing the victims here? So just to recap, when Kobe Bryant and all of the other people were on that flight, when they crashed, at the crash site, there were stories about the LA Sheriff's Department. Some of the deputies there were taking pictures and passing it around the department. It did not get out in the public. So I read this headline that she has to undergo a psych evaluation before they'll even entertain this case. And I thought, what in the world? Well, love the district attorney, who's awful, George Gascon, and should be recalled. Apparently, they want to make sure that the parties involved are not just damaged from the death of their loved ones, but that they have truly suffered mental distress because they found out that pictures of the crime scene were passed around. So they have to go through evaluation before the case can even move forward. Can you believe that?
To prove their trauma.
Yeah. So what I don't understand is why they can't go to court and just say, no, we're not doing this.
Well, her lawyers are trying to fight that for sure. But see, this is a major lawsuit. It's like, what, $25 million or something like that?
It's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, and so the prosecutor is trying to, I mean, this is really splitting hairs, but the prosecutor is trying to get all of these defendants to basically prove that the pictures themselves were the source or were not the source of the trauma. And right. So clearly you would say, well, what's the real trauma? Well, the death of your loved ones is clearly the trauma. But this was an additional trauma. And
because they're saying that the pictures didn't go public, that it was just within the department, that it shouldn't be such a big deal.
They did go public, though.
I don't know. Maybe they slipped out somewhere. I have never seen them.
TMZ said they saw them. Yeah, TMZ, in a moment of, you know, I don't know what you want, humanity. TMZ said that they had seen the pictures, but they would not publish them. Mm-hmm. So they must have
child,
been.
For God's sake. I mean, forget Kobe Bryant for a second, but there were children involved. How?
Yeah.
What?
Ugh. It's disgusting.
Aren't you glad I brought this up? Yes. Well, I looked at that. Why? That was my question. Simple, straightforward. Why? It's usually the question, actually. 10 before the hour. Oop.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now 53 after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program, something that nobody else can, there's not another radio program in the world that can say that they have Tom Kreitler on every week to talk about how to improve your home. Tommy has his own weekend program with Leslie Segretti called The Money Pit. They also have a fabulous podcast, and their newsletter helps people every week. So we have our listeners who send in questions for Tom. Here's a lady named Crystal who says she works on a concrete floor, wants to know what she can put around her work area to keep from getting shocked. Why would she, what's in concrete that would allow you to get shocked? I was thinking that, you know, what people usually say when they work on concrete is bad for their legs and their feet.
Yeah. This situation, she's got a lot of static electricity apparently building up, and that's why she's getting shocked.
But how would that happen in concrete? Is that something that, I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. Unless there's a rug
over
the concrete.
Well, she's wearing, you know, I mean, she could be wearing something other than leather, but mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, separating that. But there is a simple solution, and I've heard this before, and you do see this actually in electronics factories, too, and they're called anti-static mats. And now what an anti-static mat is, it basically when you get a shock, that's electricity looking for ground, and you're, you know, since your body is like, what, 90%
right.
water or whatever,
yeah.
it makes a perfect
right.
ground, right? And that's why it jumps and shocks you. But the solution is an anti-static mat. And these are interesting, Doug, because they have a what looks like an electrical cord attached to them. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very unique electrical cord in that the three-prong outlet only has one metal prong. Guess what it is? It's the ground prong. Mm-hmm. So essentially, you're grounding the mat and you standing on top of it to the electrical system. Mm-hmm. The other two prongs are plastic and don't carry any electricity.
Right.
So you plug it in, and this way you'll never have a shock again from static electricity.
Never be shocked. That's the headline. Never be shocked again. And then I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a paint that can do that. Right? The paint.
Yeah,
exactly. Which reminds me, I did a lot of painting on the house and around the farm this fall. It really is amazing. You know what I think I asked you about this, though, now that I think about it. Using a Bunsen burner. And you were afraid
to take
house
paint off? Yeah, really bad idea.
Well, we used it and it seemed to. Well, I didn't do it after you suggested I not do it. But we were also
I didn't say it didn't work. I just said it was a really bad idea.
It did work. But in painting chimneys, where there are. If I had built the house that I live in, I would not have painted the chimneys because I like red brick. But the people originally were in here. So how do you take the paint off?
Oh, man, I tell you what, that is the most difficult surface in the world to get paint off is a brick surface because bricks are so porous that even if you were able to get the paint off the exterior of the brick,
it would destroy half of the brick, wouldn't it, and the concrete?
Well, I don't know if you destroy the brick, but the thing is you're not going to be able to get into the surface of the brick. It's like trying to take paint out of a sponge, except this sponge doesn't squeeze, you know. You can't rinse it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so porous, it's going to soak in there and it'll lay flush with the outside surface of the brick. So even if you get the outside of the paint off, the body of the paint, it's still going to have that white tinge to it. Think you're better off repainting it.
Repainting. Well, that's what I decided to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So your new podcast at moneypit.com/podcast is about paint and paint colors. Have you ever gone into the Benjamin Moore part of the hardware store the other day looking at colors. There are thousands of colors. How do you make up your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. And trying to make your mind up when you're standing inside one of those doors and looking at a paint swatch is very difficult. So I always say, if you're doing a big project, get a small can. And they have sample size cans of a lot of these colors.
Yeah.
And take it home. Paint the wall that you are, paint a section of that wall that you're painting in the room you're going to work on. And then let it sit there for a while. Because, paint colors also change throughout the day, right? Depending on the sunlight and how much light's hitting it. This way you get to see it.
There's one part of the barn that has shingles on it, and everything else has clapboards. So I wanted to get something that matched the shingle look. So I got some stains, and actually you thought it had been brown, but it was gray. Actually, it was a closer color, a closer match to it. And so then we went around the business of, for that sort of thing, finding a paintbrush. And I know that the new Money Pit newsletter has some info on paintbrushes. I just buy the cheapest ones that aren't made in China.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. That can be a mistake because the quality of the paintbrush is one of the determining factors in how well that paint looks. If you use an inexpensive brush, it doesn't go on smoothly. It doesn't flow properly. It leaves brush marks in it. So you really want to be careful about the brushes that you choose. We've got a story on how to choose the right brushes for the job on moneypit.com/newsletter.
You snooze, you lose when it comes to Tommy Money Pit and Doug Steffen and the DJV program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.